Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Tuesday the 12th of February. Interesting night of football ahead. We have Championship games and the Champions League, and that is where I will be focusing for the podcast. Hopefully you did okay with Alavés last night, won comfortably in the end 2-0, and Gornik, and I'm still not going to pronounce the name, the goal came a bit early. Champions League tonight, starting at Old Trafford, and United taking on PSG. Unfortunately, PSG have some injuries, otherwise I would be all over them like a rash. I'm not buying into the United are brilliant at the moment. When you look at actually who they've had to play, the board did a great job. They got rid of Mourinho, who I don't doubt did have to go, and I'm not a fan, but they got rid of him at just the right time. But at home, they've played Burnley, Brighton, Reading, Bournemouth, Huddersfield, Fulham. The run of fixtures have been absolutely, you know, incredible for them. So, you know, they're games that you would expect whoever was in charge of United to have won. You know, people are talking about his tactical masterclass at Tottenham. I thought we absolutely battered them. We just couldn't put the ball in the net. And they nicked a breakaway goal. If that's a tactical masterclass, fair enough. Obviously, they're a good side, Man United, because they've spent fortunes of money and they've got some good players. But I do think the hype is a little bit too much. So how I will be playing that one tonight is 2.36, I still had it a little bit short. Do I want to lay them at 2.36? Not particularly. I'm going to let the game play, and if they take the lead, obviously they will shorten up to odds on, and that is when I will lay them. So I'm expecting PSG to score tonight, even without their star players, Neymar, Cavani. I'm still expecting them to have enough to cause United some problems. So I am going to lay United if they take the lead. But in that game, I am also going to look to back over 1.5 goals after sort of 20 minutes. So if it is a slow start and it's 0-0, then I will go in and do my backing over 1.5 goals over a 10 and 15 minute period and trade it. I do think PSG will score. I'm not confident enough to back them outright. I think I'd like to see a little bit more in the price, and we don't know exactly what the teams are going to be. But if United take the lead, I will definitely lay them, you know, and it will be minimal risk. And I will look to back over 1.5 goals, you know, and I think the test for Solskjaer is over the next 4-6 weeks when he's got some proper games coming up, them playing Liverpool, etc., and these Champions League ties. But if I had to nail my colours to the mast, I think PSG will qualify from these two leagues. In the other game, Roma v Porto, on my workings, I actually had over 2.5 goals at a shorter price than the United game, and the markets are the other way round. In the United game, over 2.5 is about 1.8, and Roma Porto is 1.95, and I sort of had the flip of that. So again, difficult to account for injuries in that United game with markets like this, but I will be backing over 2.5 goals at Roma v Porto. I'm going to let the game start. It's just gone 1.94 as I'm recording this podcast. I'll let that trip over 2.0. Hopefully there's not a goal in the first couple of minutes. And then I will back over 2.5 goals over a sort of 10-15 minute period. So if it goes 2.0 over sort of the 5th, 6th minute, then from 5th minute through to the 15th, 16th minute, I will back over 2.5 goals, and I will trade as the goals go in. I will remove the liability first, because I think this game may well go over 2.5 goals. That's where I'm favouring it, so I will remove the liability first, depending on the times of the goals. But that will be my play in the Roma-Porto game. I expect Roma to win that game. But again, I didn't have any juice in the price. It was about right with what I had. A couple of mentions in the Championship. We have some fixtures there tonight as well. I fancy Hull to beat Rotherham. Hull, I had a shorter price on Hull. They're 1.75. I had them at about 1.6. I'm trying to make my mind up whether to back them and trade that in play. I think I probably will, but I will just wait and see the team news and let the price settle round this evening. But I may well be involved in backing Hull tonight in the Championship against Rotherham at home, and then looking to trade that later on as the goals go in, similar to the Alaves trade. If they score, I will just remove my liability on the away team. Birmingham, I think, will beat Bolton. Price is about right. Bristol City are on a great run. Should beat QPR, but QPR can be anything, to be fair, so I'm not touching that game. Millwall, Sheffield Wednesday, my figures came out Millwall, but just again about right. And West Brom Forest, again about right. So I actually came out with five home wins in the Championship, but football's never quite like that. But five home wins in the games tonight. But the one that I've got a bit of juice in the price is the Hull versus Rotherham game, so I will probably look to trade that. So to recap then, we have got United, if they take the lead, I will lay them if they go odds on. Obviously, it depends what time that goal comes. If it comes in the 87th minute, I wouldn't. I'm talking if they score in the sort of first half hour and go one up. Or if it gets to 0-0 at half time and they sort of score in the first 5-6 minutes of the second half, then I would probably look to lay them again. You know, it'll be minimal risk. But I will trade the over 1.5 goals in that game after sort of 20 minutes. Roma Porto, I'm going in for the 2.5 market, just let it trip over 2.0. Hull, as I mentioned in the Championship, probably a back to lay there if they take the lead, currently priced at 1.75. We have Racing back tomorrow. Still a little bit unclear exactly what's going to go ahead and what trainers can participate, as some are sort of not allowed to with vaccination issues. So I'll be very tentative over the Racing, but if anything qualifies, it will be included from now on. Sorry, I'm in a little bit late and a bit of a flap today. I had PC issues. I thought it was a quick update this morning. My computer took an hour to update, so I'm a little bit all over the place. But I will leave that with you. So you've got United if they take the lead, United over 1.5, Roma Porto 2.5, Hull as I mentioned in the Championship, and I will be back tomorrow morning early as I need to get things done because I will be heading to Wembley for Tottenham to smash Dortmund. And yes, I have booked my flights and ticket for the final of the Champions League. There you go, you've got to be prepared. And another final piece of information. I made a statement yesterday, which I will publicly share on the podcast so I can be lambasted for it at the end of the season. I've done everything I can model-wise, and I think Tottenham are going to finish above Liverpool in the Premier League. There you go. I've said it. I'm not saying they'll win it. I said I think they'll finish above Liverpool. So I've said it, and I will obviously reap the consequences of this come the end of May. Have a great day, and I'll be back in the morning.